Pour up, roll up, and relax. This is the Ratchet Aunties and Uncles Hour.
Hello, we are back. Welcome back to the Ratchet Aunties and Uncles Hour. We are still missing our Uncle Jay. He will be back soon. Coronavirus!
Nigga, come back. Nigga, come back. You can blame it all on me.
I really miss my nigga.
That was exactly what I came into my head.
Like, why don't y'all can send this to just the
No, you can't.
No, we don't. You don't change nothing. You just let us enjoy the song.
Please.
No, like, don't listen to him.
No. Don't get yourself hurt.
Don't hurt yourself like Beyonce says. Like Queen Bee says. Auntie Asa, how are you today?
I'm here and I'm doing pretty decent. So yay.
Hey, Uncle Ricky, how you doing?
Hey nigga, hey, my bad. I had to unmute myself. Wait, so what happened was, right? So I looked at the levels on the mixer and shit, and when you came in for the intro, I was still banging my music in my headphones, but the shit was so loud that I could see it kind of bleeding over, so I muted myself and didn't really, and then unmuted and then muted again, but didn't think I muted again, nigga. Like,
Lord have mercy.
It's fine. Oh, I'm just getting off work. I'm tired.
It's fine. Whew. We are, you know, someone said, what's today? I'm like, what day is it? I'm like, today.
Exactly.
I'm like, it's today. Excuse me. I woke up like, what day is it?
The days have been bleeding what into each other, like, and bitch.
I'm like, I don't know. They're like, what you doing this weekend? I'm like, what you mean? Anything I did all week?
Hello. What else am I supposed to be doing?
Like, let's have a good weekend. Sure. Great. Find something else to watch on Netflix. I've nailed it already. So, okay. So we're starting off this the show with, you know, something in Ricky's realm, which is the shooty hoops, because somebody who no longer plays the shooty hoops has decided to get his, in his big age of 42, get up on the internet and decide to espouse his wisdom, because he does a podcast where he discusses the shooty hoops with people who play the shooty hoops or talk about the shooty hoops or, you know, are playing right now. He decided to get on his own Instagram and get a whole IGTV video to give out advice to young men. He started it off with, gentlemen, you should, you know, when you're young, build your life with one woman, start a family with that one woman. I was like, fair point. Fair. Mm-hmm. Then he talked about how he has five baby mamas. So he has children with five different women. And he doesn't have the relationship with three of them. He didn't say no names. And he said the quickest way to destroy the black man is bitter black women, also lack of opportunity, and compared black women to the criminal justice system. The child, if they quote unquote put you on child support.
Really?
It was like, you were doing so well.
So well, right?
At 42, nigga, that should be common fucking sense. Like, he's not espousing anything special. Like, the first couple ones that he got right are like, nigga, breathe. Make sure that you breathe to keep living, nigga. Make sure.
Exactly. Okay?
Yeah. Like,
but so many, like, you know, bars on the floor, basic shit.
Bars under the floor. It's the grout under the floor.
Is gospel. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm just sitting here like, oh. And then here comes Jemele Hill. And at first I was like, what is she going to say? And it was, and of course, I was like, I could breathe a sigh of relief. It was like the Denzel gift. Like, all right. Whew, I thought she was going to hit pick me. But I've been following Jemele Hill a little bit longer than that. I should have realized that. Then all of a sudden he wanted to do a live with Jemele Hill. And she was like, I get it. I've been with a guy who's had outside children. I'm a product of a single parent. And, you know, she's like, I've seen all of it. And I'm like, she's like, I'm not going to, you know, negate your experience, which is very fair. And honestly, more fair than he deserves. If we're being completely honest, and keeping it a whole fucking buck. After all, that whole conversation, because even when she commented on the video, he's like, whatever she said, because I can't remember, because, oh yeah, by the spoiler alert, he deleted it. So I don't remember exactly what he said. And he's like, I can't even argue against what you said. So after that, you know, this come to Jesus live with Jemele, he kept doing, he's like, man, them simple-minded people's cap, they don't know what she's saying. He's like, I know, just simple-minded people don't know what I said. I didn't say nothing about black women. You said bitter
you
black.
You did.
Women.
You, it's right there in the audio. Like, in
I
the
mean,
video.
If you're not bitter, then you shouldn't be offended. Okay. Gail King wasn't talking about your ass. Why are you offended? Why are you offended? And it turned into a war on black men. Was she talking about one black man or was she talking about all? See, it's interesting that y'all had this idea that she was talking about all black men when you wanted to shut her up.
Sir, you didn't give... They're telling on themselves.
Right? People really... been telling on themselves for months. It's like, this has been the worst celebrity death ever because it's still guys coming out of the woodwork. Telling on themselves. It's like,
they can't help it. They cannot help it.
I want to scream. So, Demetria Lucas, she was on a reality show that I liked on VH1. They, of course, never brought it back, but she was on there. She now has a podcast called Respectable and Ratchet. She put up the video that Captain Jack did. Everybody who doesn't know who Captain Jack is Steven Jackson Jr. So she put up the whole video in different flats. So it's still
Golden State Warriors. Those are the two biggest teams. Yeah.
How many teams did he play on? Four?
A shit ton. Hold on, let me see.
It wasn't just one. But he's also 42, and I don't watch the shooting hoops.
He got a title with the Spurs. He was part of the We Believe Warriors. Let me see.
What does that mean?
You know what he did? Oh, yeah, I guess. Okay. So, Spurs, Hawks, Pacers, Warriors, Bobcats, Bucks, Clippers. That's all. Oh, and he played in the big three.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that rundown.
Thank you for
that. I had to get my Google on, nigga. You know, I had to get my Google Jones on. You know what I'm saying?
That's about Jones.
Shout out Google Jones. Shout out Google Jones. We miss you, nigga.
Google Jones. That's the name of the show.
Oh.
Google Jones. Oh. So she put it up and then she also said, I want to hear the other side of that, the conversation. Because the thing about it is, of course, every guy was like, that's right, 100. These women, these bitter black women, they gonna tear us down. Let me just say this to y'all. You wouldn't have a revolution without us. There would be no Black Lives Matter without black women. There would be no civil rights movement, no women's suffrage. There would be nothing without us because quiet as it kept, you need us.
Right. And the funniest thing about this is they are measuring bitterness by being put on child support.
Yeah, imagine like
she's the custodial parent.
Imagine being upset about the custodial parent of the child you helped create needing money from you because you are not in their lives to raise them.
Yeah. You know what? There's always this fucking dichotomy, right? Where, like, and I say this all the time, like, black men, according to statistics, are the best fathers. Mm-hmm. By a negligible amount, yeah. but like 10% or so.
Exactly.
But like, all fathers are trash. And this is like the fact that we have a child support system that they laws are not made without nobody needing them. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't usually have a law that's unnecessary generally.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you think child support came about? Because niggas wouldn't take care of their kids. Men, period. All of them. Most of them. Too many of them.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, if you're talking about, you know, marriages falling apart, it's like alimony and child support are automatically given. You don't have to fight. You don't have to put put your ex-husband on child support. However, if you, you know, fuck Ray Ray and get pregnant by Ray Ray, and Ray Ray's like, well, you know, I'm just going to keep living my life. And you're like, hey, so your child lives with me. We're about to be homeless and I need your help to take care of your child. You're like, what? I'm like, yeah, I can put you on child support. And there's still women who are like, right. And it's like, it's still women who are like, I don't want to do that. Want to the criminal justice system.
And the amount of black women who are reluctant to even step into the child support system for good reason, but are basically have their hands forced by niggas that won't do nothing, but will still be mad. Like, this woman gave you chance after chance to step the fuck up, and you didn't, and now you're mad that the legal system is involved when she did. She tried her damnedest to not involve them.
Well, right. Okay. Even if she, like, went after it right away, even if she's being spiteful, right? Like, the worst that she can do to be, like, spiteful, nigga, is to make you pay, like, for your
kid. Take care of your kid. Like, right.
She didn't nut in herself.
It's not.
She didn't nut in herself.
Exactly. Like, even if she went after it right away, she's entitled to it because it's not just her kid.
It's also your kid. And that's the part that I think for a lot of guys that think like Captain Jack, when he talks about bitter black women, I'm like, so I've been a black woman for quite some time and I know a lot of black women, they're not bitter for no reason. They're not, they didn't just break up and become born bitter. It could be from childhood, where men mistreated them as children, or it could, and also tack on the fact that they were mistreated by men in adulthood. There's so many layers. It's so many layers to that, because the thing that a lot of men don't realize is that when it comes to womanhood and rites of passage, getting fucked over by a dude and getting your heart broken by a man is literally a rite of passage as a woman. It's not a rite of passage for a man. And it's like, oh, if you're a woman, you're like, oh, you're definitely going to get like this major heartbreak at least once in your life. You're like, wait, why?
Right. And then the whole word bitter is coded into a gendered thing. But when you look at these men talk, that bitterness coming out.
He was like, he was so bitter in that video. I was like, are you talking bitter or...
It's projection, right? Like, remember how I told you all conservative logic is projection. Like, it's fact. Like, there's no getting around that. Any type of, like, in a system like this, in the America that we live in, that has had its roots since, you know, really 17... we'll just say 1619, when white people just showed the fuck up. Like, that's not a thing. Like, God damn it, what is wrong with these niggas?
And it was just kind of like, and it's funny to watch the famous dudes agree. And I'm like, well, if y'all weren't fucking everything that was moving, you wouldn't have this problem. Because one of the women that's your baby's mama is your ex-fiance that, you know, you were supposed to be building a life with, but you cheated on her and had a couple babies with her. Oh, I'm sorry. I listened to the podcast.
And you know, real nice. something that really stuck out about the podcast is how she was so delicate with him.
She was so gracious.
And it sticks out to me because it's something that, you know, it's to a lot of us do to avoid the angry black woman trope is, well, mm-hmm. he can still be a good person and not a good father, or he can still be a good person but not a good husband. And, you know, he still has good attributes, and, you know, he's funny, he makes me laugh, and he makes other people laugh, and he's a joy to be around. And it's like you have to add in those buffers of compliments mm-hmm. in order to be heard.
Right.
And I can't say that that's not right. I can't say that that's not her truth, mm-hmm. but I can say, like, I know that that's how a lot of us are taught that in order to be heard in anything that has to do with something that a man has done to us, we have to add those little buffers in so that we don't come off as the bitter ex or right. the, you know, the bitter baby mama or something like that. And yeah. It's something that I kind of feel like it stifles us. Like, we have a right to be angry.
Yeah. Cause I mean, think about, so for everybody who doesn't know, Respectable and Ratchet is the episode. And so the baby mama that reached out to Demetria was Imani. Her first name is Melissa, but she went by Imani when she was on Basketball Wives LA. And so when she said a baby mama reached out to me, I'm like, I wonder if it was the one on Basketball Wives in LA. And sure enough, it was. So she asked what she'd be on there. They talked 40 minutes. And then when she did the show, she was like, I'm not asking you, you know, to be here to spill any tea. I just want mm-hmm. you to tell your story. And one, Imani comes from the Michelle Obama school of, when they go low, we go high. Because mm-hmm. since he didn't name names in his IG video that he now deleted, you didn't know which one. So she was like, I didn't know if I was in the three or the two. And then mm-hmm. her children are teenagers. So her teenage son, his friends heard that and said, is he talking about your mama? Is he talking about you? Mm-hmm. And then his daughter, who's 16, is mortified. Like, who is he talking about? Mm-hmm. And it's like,
thank you.
It was like, right. That's the part that you don't realize. Like, you're just hitting everybody going. You're not naming no names. Mm-hmm. And it's like realizing that these mothers have children. It's like, okay, so mm-hmm. what do you think?
Well, they're your children.
Yeah, exactly.
You're talking about the mother of your children on your fucking platform. Mm-hmm. And you don't think that it's going to negatively yep. affect your children in any way, right. shape, form, or fashion.
And right. Imani right. had the forethought and insight to ask her children before going on the podcast mm-hmm. if they were okay with her speaking about it.
Right.
Something he didn't even think.
Because, I mean, he put up, like, I guess a screenshot of an IG story from, I guess, his oldest daughter. It's like, see, y'all, mm-hmm. I'm not terrible. I'm like, you know, you probably have a really good relationship with your daughter that you probably worked at. Also, she's your fucking daughter.
Daughter. Right.
She's your yeah. daughter. And she's probably one that you actually work at. But what about your other children? Because I think, what does he have, like 7 children? Does he have 5 baby mamas?
Get Google Jones at it again. The story that Imani told about the relationship that he had with their kids was also heartbreaking, because she was like, when he came back around and tried to get back together with me, and I said that it wasn't a go, he disappeared mm-hmm. abruptly from the kids' lives.
Yeah. So that was the other thing where I was like, that's very interesting that you say, because that's a lot of sticking points that a lot of guys do. It's like, if I take the dick away, she won't withhold my kids. And I'm like, but she's saying no to you. So you're like, I guess, well, if I ain't getting no pussy, I'm doing it to yourself. Right. It was like, wait. Because when it comes to the bitter baby mama and the things that they use, I'm like, you're using exceptions and not rules.
Absolutely. Like, she's keeping my kids away from me. Legally, she can't do that. Have you gone to the courthouse?
Yeah, right. I was put in jail. Thank you.
Pretty much. You legally cannot do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why aren't you exercise? Why aren't you? It's like, if you being a father is very important, why aren't you exercising your right? I'm like, because she legally mm-hmm. cannot do that.
Right. Literally.
You have way too much money, Captain Jack, for you to be like, oh, I don't.
What was me? Know,
what was me? I don't have. I don't. I mean, it's not like I'm a millionaire who has access to lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Like Monty said herself, she's like, I didn't have no lawyer. I just went down to the courthouse and put him on child support. That was what I had. She's like, and she was reluctant to do that too. He wanted her to stop child support. He's like, mm-hmm. can you stop? I don't have no passport. I don't have a license. I'm like, whose fault is that? Because I'm sorry, Captain Jack, a better way to give advice were you to get on your phone, hold your phone up and go, hey, Twitter world. I was a young hoe. Don't be a young hoe like me. Okay, right. Have a good day. That is accepting your part. Not saying, oh, and these women, they bitter and they hurt me. And I'm like, I'm sorry. As Ricky said, did they come in you or did you come in them?
Right.
No, she came herself. She came
right. herself. Like immaculate conceptions all around.
Like this, you know how we talk a lot about men taking feminist language and feminist theory and talking points and using it to their own advantage without actually internalizing it and living it and fully being in it. Mm-hmm. This is one of those we tell men to take accountability for their actions, and it started off like that, but then it just had to trail off into, but it's really these black women's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
so he has at least 6 daughters. I'm looking at them. I'm over here. No,
Monty has a girl and a boy. So she has the daughter and the son. So she has 2.
So at least seven. Let's see.
Yeah. Because that's what she said while they were together. She said it so quickly, and it was kind of funny because I was like, wait, what the fuck did she just say? So apparently while they were together, he cheated on her and had 2 outside children outside of their relationship.
Yeah.
And it was funny what Demetrius said. Y'all, I heard what she said. I heard what she said. I'm going to just keep the conversation moving, but just know I heard what she said.
Yeah, and then what struck me again is when she told her mom that she wasn't happy and wanted to leave him.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom looked at her like she was crazy. And
it ain't that bad.
And that is something that keeps us in these cycles. It's the internalized misogyny.
Generational thing.
Shit. Like, it keeps us in these cycles. Mm-hmm. And it's like, thankfully, her aunt was like, oh, you ready to go? Come on over.
Come on, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you'll have, and that's what you'll have in your life. You'll have like the mom that may be like that, and the auntie was like, ready, like, no, let's go. Or you'll have the mom that's like the auntie, and then the auntie that's like the mom. Like, girl, why you, girl, you lucky that he do anything. It's like, what are you teaching these babies? Don't teach these babies. No, leave. And Captain Jack dead ass wrong. And the thing about it, as much as I like Jamel, I'm like, I really need women to stop carrying all this weight. Why are you not having a conversation with another man? Where are these men? Why are y'all not pulling him to the carpet? I don't want to see another woman having discussion with him. I'm like, absolutely not. No. Where are all these men who are good fathers and or are co-parenting successfully? Why are you not pulling to the carpet? Like, okay. We can't sit here and say, y'all don't support us if we don't support black women. Don't just support black women that you like or that you fuck or that you helped create or who raised you. It's like, that's it. I'm like, no. Yeah. I need some black men to step up and say, okay, so this is why you have a problem. This is why you need to shut the fuck up. Like, this is wrong. Like, this is why this is wrong.
Where is the not all when this happens? Mm-hmm. Where are these wolves? Oh,
why we hit
black men? Black men.
We'll never hear that for us.
Where is the not all black men are like that brigade that will stomp into our mentions when we say anything, but are quiet as a church mouse when it's these people we are specifically discussing are the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Conservative logic.
Very. Because when
and very ignorant. No matter where it comes from, it's always the same thing. It's tribal and ignorant. It's okay. Mm-hmm. This is terrible and wrong and blah, 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 blah. It's okay if my tribe does it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Period. It's fine if we talk about patriarchy and misogyny if we're just talking about white men. Or we say men are trash. Right. And it was like, yeah. They're like, oh, sweetie, hi. It includes you too. What? You. Me?
We're, yeah.
Hello. Me and you, we both. Like, I mean, we talk about white men, right?
Who are we in the close proximity to? Who do we have the most experiences with?
And as a subsequent result, like, who's the biggest murderers of black women? Who's the biggest murderers of the LGBT, black LGBT community?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the biggest black man?
Right. You can't have this accountability for everyone else but yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know what? He should know better to some degree because, like, one of the biggest things that he talks about and, like, that I guess, you know, shaped him when he was younger is he had an older brother, like, get his ass beaten, die. Or he died in the street somehow. I forget exactly. Mm-hmm. But I think he got, like, jumped or something and died. Like, you didn't realize it. Like, you didn't learn nothing from that. Like, other than this bullshit, like, at 42, my nigga, like.
No. It's like, look at how my life turned out. It's bitter black women's fault. I'm like, it couldn't possibly be your wayward dick. Couldn't possibly be that.
Like, you acknowledge the fact that it's your fault that you impregnated all these different women.
Mm-hmm.
But then the logic falls apart. After, you know, you mentioned that they are the ones ruining your life. Well, sir, they wouldn't have the chance to quote unquote ruin your life if you didn't get them pregnant.
And also, stop selling them a bill of goods, because I think what's really interesting when we look at the situations, the exceptions when it comes to co-parenting, they're like, she won't let me see my kid. And it was like, because she hasn't reconciled all that anger over how you treated her.
Mm-hmm.
Please accept your part in that. And the thing is, like, you can't. So for some women, it's like,
in some cases, like, you put the kid in danger. Like, you, like, I, there was a time where, like, my, like, I couldn't go to my pop's house, period. Like, not by myself as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because, like, he wasn't the best fucking father back then. Like, he, you know, like, I was a toddler, he'd leave me with dolphins and shit. Like, it's just not, no.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you can go to your grandma's house and wait, everybody, and this is like a common black trope. You can go hang out at your grandma's house. Come see him at your mama's house. Come see him. Mm-hmm. You can come see your kid all you want.
At your mama's house.
To spend time.
Yep.
He'll get to spend time with his cousin and his uncles and all that other shit too. And it fucking worked out because, like, quiet as it's kept, it's not about, like, whether or not you have a single parent or one parent in a household. It's about your tribe. It's about, like, your family structure. Like, you can, I don't think I really missed a beat with respect to, like, having a veneer of a good male role model, because, like, yeah, I live with my grandfather too. Like, when my mom moved in with my grandparents, like, I had my grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's it. We keep making this assumption that, like, oh, well, you know, the black father has to be in the home. Like, nah, you should be involved in your child's life, period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, financially, emotionally, with respect to their health, like, that you brought a kid into this world, fam. Like, come on, I'm 35, my man is a skirt by. You know why? My pullout game is strong. You gotta catch it before the pre-com. That's the trick. Secondly, I use protection.
All right.
90% of the time. So, like, I really don't want to have no kid. Not yet. Like, I grew up the oldest of five. Like, I had my older sister on my dad's side had, like, kids young, and I got to see, like, oh, this shit don't work out like niggas say it do. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me wait a little bit.
Mm-hmm. This shit look like work. Okay. You know what's
like, wild to me.
This nigga is, he was an NBA player with arguably some of the best healthcare in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't have got your shit snipped and then unsnipped.
But that has something reversible, bitch.
All you want. Right. Skirt all you, or ski mm-hmm. skeet all you want.
Please ski in the goddamn trees if you want.
The attachment men have to the ability to reproduce being attached to their masculinity is mm-hmm. what gets them in trouble.
Yep.
So often. Like, this is why we don't have male birth control. It's why so many men are reluctant to get a vasectomy. It's like, well, I can't. Well, what if this relationship, and what if we figure out that we want? Well, first of all, it's
Can you go back to the doctor, bitch? Like, what up?
Second of all, there's plenty of kids that would love to be adopted. There's so many options right now, yet you put the onus on women to be the only ones on birth control,
mm-hmm.
which isn't always 100% effective, or be the ones to undergo an actual surgical procedure that is life-threatening so that they don't have
and not reversible
and have to work so that you don't have to worry about getting someone pregnant.
Thank you. Like, I don't know. I do. I would have loved birth control in my 20s. Like, are you serious? Run it. I ain't got no bills. Run it. Like, it's just wow. Like, I
don't... Oh my God.
God. Do you know how better my life would have been with male birth control? Like, all of the anxious moments where did you score? Did you miss? Did you score? Did you miss? And you find out you don't want to know for 3 weeks. You don't want to be agonizing over that shit for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
No. Male birth control would have been fucking amazing. Period. What is wrong with these people? None of this shit, it's weird because none of the shit men do with respect to women and sex is remotely logical to their stated desires. Like, it's all in opposition. Mm-hmm. Like, you shame mm-hmm. women for having sex and then you want to fuck. Like, I'm confused. Mm-hmm.
It's very, very interesting. It's how many bodies you got?
You want somebody to perform fucking magic tricks in bed, but if they do, all of a sudden, now you're looking at them with the fry eyes and you're like, well, how did you learn how to do this? Well, now you're home. Now I can't respect you. You just had an amazing time. So what is it that what do you want?
I mean, a virgin that fucks like a porn star. How is that possible?
Like, where's that? Where's the logic?
You know what? I want to be 6'1" and ball like Michael Jordan. I don't want to put any work though. I want to put anything. I don't even want to touch a basketball.
Fucking fast,
it's all nigga logic.
You want a house like a woman that does all the duties of a 1950s housewife, but she also has to work a full-time job and contribute to half of the household expenses. Nigga, where's that work?
Yeah.
I love how everybody I want a traditional woman. I was like, well, the traditional woman, she didn't have to work and you paid for everything.
Yes.
And you don't even want to pay for dinner. It's like, what the hell?
We still arguing about fucking coffee dates.
Is coffee dates a date? No, bitch, it's not. Have a good day.
Not for you.
Why can't we just vibe and at my house? Because I don't know you, fool.
Because I don't know you. And it keeps getting...
It keeps getting more ridiculous.
The worse the economy gets, the worse these niggas get. And
people are definitely going to be advocating for these in-house dates now with the coronavirus. I'm like, nigga, no.
The Rona date.
Listen, miss me with that.
Please, no. It's like, no. No. Just
sometimes,
no.
Okay, let's just say, nigga, one time, let's just say you want to do a Rona date. Order her some pickup or order her some delivery and then y'all eat mm-hmm. together in Skype or some shit. Like, Don't just be doing that shit for free.
That is actually a very good idea.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll Uber Eats you this, and then I'll Uber Eats this, and then we can meet on the website.
Yep.
Exactly. We be eating, talking and shit, and call it a day.
See, this is going to really test people who really don't know how to have conversation or who really don't know how to date. They don't know how to have conversations with women when you literally can't physically be in the same room and the only thing that you can offer a woman is your penis. You're really going to find out real soon. Like, damn, I don't know how to talk to women. I don't know how to date. Nah, nigga, you don't. You just maybe occasionally know how to fuck. If you know what? You in the right mindset.
You know what I wonder? Like, if this is like the lack of being able to hold stimulating conversations is a sign of the times, or if it's always been like that.
I would imagine that's it's always been like that.
It has probably has been. Because now it's like we have a lot more to talk about.
Well, I mean, the reality is that when we go back to a time where like you, the woman was financially dependent on you largely in most cases, like you didn't have to know how to talk. Like you just had the maybe sweet talk, you know, or it was your boss's daughter or some shit, and you know he promoted you, and you know, like it's not like it was all that, like it was all that fucking hard. Like I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Like stop talking yourselves out of pussy. Like I don't really know what to tell you.
It's every and I think Ace and I have said this every time. Like dudes talk themselves out of pussy every goddamn day. It's like dude, she was going to fuck you before you started talking, and then you started talking.
We've all been
like,
there. We've all been
I just
there.
Wanted to get some dick. It's like please.
Oh my god,
talking.
It's happened so many times. It's happened so
like,
many times.
I just wanted
like,
to fuck really? You. I really did. Like,
and you can see the look fade away too. You can just like, see the look fade away
from like,
the
blade that
was there. Lady like, Boner goes so soft. So quick.
Yeah. I am that SpongeBob meme, like, well, I'm going to head out. And
it's every time, you're like, well, let me.
I'm tired. I got things to do in the morning.
Yeah, I got work.
What are you about to do?
You know
you
what?
Got things like, to fuck about my house.
It happened to me once where a woman like talked herself out of dick. Like, I was so excited that I didn't know what to do with it. With the opportunity.
And that's so rare.
We're being completely honest. That's the thing. It's so rare. It was like, oh my God, I found a unicorn. Like it's, what am I doing with it? Do I pet it or ride it? Like, what am I doing?
Is Chance going to jump out and say punked? What is going on?
This real, is like,
normal.
Like, granted, I know some men who are well known, not like celebrities, but well known in like certain circles. And they get hit on by lots of women and they're like, oh yeah, these women talk themselves out of dick on a regular basis. Well, first of all, not even talk themselves out all the time, but also are unable to talk themselves into it. Like, cause we talk a lot about thirsty men, but they've shown me some of their DMs and I was like, good Lord, clutch the pearls.
Yeah, heaven, you really gotta
ma'am.
Be bad to be
where is your mother?
Right, you. Like,
how many times
shame.
I've just like kind of? No, how many times I've just kind of went, all right, let's do this. Like, you know how hard you gotta do to be like, how bad you gotta be to talk yourself out of dick? Like, dick is a right. low value commodity.
Like, it's like, okay, is that definitely an exception and not a rule? Because it's like,
I just like we'll be having these same kind of conversations, and they're like. Well, actually, and then I have to shut up. And I was like, oh, damn. Some of us can be pretty bad, too. Shit.
Yeah, because honestly, it's just people. Yeah. If men weren't in charge of, like, or, you know, seen as supposed to be the aggressors in a relationship or initiating a relationship, like, you'd probably see it happen a lot more often. But that's not that's not where we live. That's not, you know, it's not the America we live in. It's just rather happen that way.
Yeah. Oh, Captain Jack. He took it down, but it's still out on the internet. It's yeah, but, just shut the hell up. It's like, sir, I think he's in a relationship now, so hopefully you've learned. You got 2 more years to your 444 year, so let's see if you grow up and change from there. So
this has always been my thing about, like, this is why when I say, like, staying, telling someone to stay in their lane isn't necessarily a limitation or, like, an insult. Like, it really just means shut the fuck up because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, it, I, mm-hmm. you don't have it. Like, I get it. You've had a lot of experience, but you haven't learned very much from that experience.
Clearly. Because now it's like, it's them and it's bitter. I'm like, yeah, because they have no reason to be bitter. It couldn't have possibly been you cheating on them multiple times and or lying to them and or just being a terrible trash ass dude to them. I'm like, that's, I mean, they, why would they be bitter? I mean, they got to fuck Steven Jackson Jr. I mean, they should be high on the hog. No?
Well, not to mention, like, the word bitter usually connotes that there was a, you know, a reason for you to be, like, feel that way. That's generally what the term, it's a reaction to stimulus. It's not, you know.
It is not out of nowhere. It doesn't pop up out of thin air.
Fuck. Yeah. I was just like, oof, just, but, did hell luck. If you guys want to listen to Respectable and Ratchet, it's the newest episode. She has Imani on there. It's a bulk of the episode. She goes in around minute 28. So enjoy. All right.
So dumbass Cap.
There you go, Cap. There you go, Captain Jack.
All right. We ready to get into Tyga King? Terrible white people. They are terrible
shenanigans. Yes.
It is the shenanigans. Shenanigans, the capital of shenanigans. If you guys are not familiar with Tyga King, you must be living under a rock and or have not seen the memes that Black Twitter has just put on out, because baby, they everywhere. So even if you've never seen it, you kind of know what we're talking about. So this is talking about a man by the name of Joe Exotic. Exotic is not his real last name.
Wait, how much are we spoiling this? Should we?
All of it. Maybe? All of it. Well, listen, I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. All of the spoiling is happening, but if you have been on social media at all, it's already spoiled for you.
It really has. It was like, I was like, I'm not going to watch it. By episode two, I was like, fuck, I'm in. Shit.
I got hooked
on Tyga King. I was like, what? Because every episode, it kept getting worse. Like,
yo.
This is terrible. Keep going.
First, how do we get from this, you know, quote unquote eccentric man having a zoo, quote unquote zoo? I don't know how those get labeled. To a murder for hire plot. Everything just got progressive.
Pride. White man pride.
Listen.
Gets you every time.
They sprinkled so many things and just didn't go into them, like Doc Antle and like his harem of women in a cult.
And like, and the cockroach sandwiches, we kind of just glossed over that.
Yeah, it's like, just gloss over it. Like, so what happened?
It's like, why? Or the fact that some of them, if they get paid, because Joe is serving a 22-year bid because, one, he tried to organize a plot to kill his rival, Carol Baskin. He also fuck Carol forever. But he also euthanized 5 tigers and buried them on his property, as opposed to disposing of an animal that was sick the correct, humane way. He just shot them and buried them on his property, which is against the law heavily, and it's like a Endangered Species Act. So that was the reason why. So everyone was like, talk about Michael Vick. Michael Vick got,
y'all didn't have that same energy. Y'all lost all that energy for this
5 tigers. It was like 5 big ass steps. Part of that.
And that's just the ones that they were able to find. Like, if he's had this many tigers over the years, and the whole point of breeding them was to breed tiger cubs for, you know, petting and all that, all that jazz. Bred them and sold. Yeah. For the ones you can't sell, which I'm sure there's plenty that you couldn't sell, like, I'm sure there's way more tigers that did
you know it had to be
naked.
You know
out.
It had more. You know it had to be more. It was like, you know it's more. So he killed this tiger. He is in jail right now. He is trying to appeal his case as we know it. So he owns a big cat zoo in Oklahoma. He is not the only big cat zoo in the country. There's one in Florida. Carol Baskin, his rival, who named hers a big cat sanctuary. It used to be a zoo. So essentially she did the same thing that he did, but for some reason she's like, oh no, what? I have a sanctuary. He has a zoo and he treats those animals like shit. But when you look at her sanctuary, it's like, it don't look that much different than the other zoos.
Right. And then like, I was all these years, I was under the impression that zoos were like, I don't know, there's like an oversight type of thing. Mm-hmm. But apparently just anybody can put up some
just have property and some fences
and you can call it a zoo.
Yeah. It's like
I think that is a thing. That you can have a private zoo. Hold on, let's see. Like, private zoo.
Yeah.
Ownership. I am not of the world of exotic animals because I believe animals should be left the fuck where they are supposed to be.
I'm just fucking curious. Yeah. Like, I could see if he was, this is the thing. He could have been making a whole bunch of money by, like, I don't know, breeding the tigers here and then taking them to be introduced and then had, like, somebody's fucking government pay for it. I want to hear that. Pretty bullshit. Much. Like, this wasn't the only way that he had to go.
Right.
But that's where he got the majority of his money from, was breeding and then selling these tiger cubs.
Yeah. And then you can't release. The reason there are sanctuaries is because you can't release anything that's bred in captivity back into the wild.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can't survive.
No. Those other tigers would literally tear them apart. They're like, oh, right. Weakest link.
So it's, I just. Why are they allowed to have them?
Right, because Carol Baskin's big no cat law rescue it.
How is there no
spoiler alert? It's in Florida, so Carol Baskin is a Florida woman. Yeah. Because the other thing that goes along with their rivalry is that the rumor about Carol's first husband is that she killed him and fed him to her tigers. Homeboy made a whole diss track called Here Kitty Kitty and had a Carol lookalike feeding meat to a tiger. They had a whole episode where they talked about this case and they were just like, there's nothing to report, so we didn't look for it. And now word on the street is they're reopening.
Listen, yeah. Carol fed her husband.
But that's the thing, though. Whoa.
But also, she seems like a terrible person as well.
That part.
I think she seems like a terrible person, but I don't buy that she fed her husband to the tigers. The reason being is because the clip that they used was just out of context. It was meant to make the story, because this is still kind of a reality show and kind of cut like a reality show. And so they used a bite. That bite they said of her using fish oil, she was talking about when
if you wanted to actually have a cat attack you. That's not why I see, because when they're recounting Carol and her husband's relationship, he seemed like a terrible fucking person.
He also met her when she was 19 and left his first wife for her.
That's why I think she killed him.
Yeah, it was
that when you're that drugged up, you're that paranoid, you're that type of abusive ass person anyway, it's nothing for you to, overestimate your own abilities and fuck around and die in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So also, it's like, we don't know. Apparently he went to Costa Rica, but it's like, how come no one has seen him in Costa Rica? I keep putting this in air quotes. But then they kept saying he did, his license was suspended or revoked or it wasn't active. I'm like, so how the fuck did he get on a plane and fly to Costa Rica
and nobody stopped him? There's no paperwork on.
No paperwork, no plane.
Right. Even if he flies private, on the manifest.
It has to be somewhere. So
not unless you're flying legally, which he was doing regularly.
Yeah.
The only time that you have to register with the FAA is if you have a license. Like if you don't have no license, you shouldn't be. You would, you know,
flying under the table register. Essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you'd be a fool to register your flight path. They would just come there and fucking arrest you or
speaking of illegal, we definitely glossed over the Scarface prototype in there.
Yes.
I was like,
we just getting started. We ain't glossing away. We just getting started.
No, not we. I'm talking about the docuseries. Like, so yeah. we gonna let him slide? Oh, okay. Like, the man that they said they modeled Scarface after. Mm-hmm. All
righty
then.
Yeah, it was a lot of, like, there's a lot of terrible people. Terrible. Except for one that we didn't find out was a man until after, because the person who did the podcast said, okay, so Saf is a man. So Saf, if you remember, it's a person who was mauled by the tiger. They were calling in the EMT. Joe Exotic walks into that room with all these customers like, so we had an incident. Guy got mauled by a tiger, so either I could give you your money back or I was like, my goddamn money? Are you? I'm sorry.
But also, why are there no like alarms going off?
Nothing. Like, so tiger attack. So we had two options. I was like, and then we're just like, oh.
Everybody's shocked and confused, as they should be. But back to these fucking private zoos. How is there no regulation? Yeah,
it's perfectly legal.
Like every
perfectly state regulations, like with no federal regulation.
I feel like every year there's a story about somebody's wild ass animal
maiming or killing someone.
Not even maiming, just getting out and running loose.
Mm.
Like what?
Yeah.
Like I found out today. There was back in I think like early. 90s, late 90s or something, there was a tiger lady in New Jersey, and I was like, how did I not know this? Then there was a tiger dude in Harlem that everybody was talking about, and
people used to have big ass alligators in their house.
Alligators.
Like boa constrictors, like anacondas in their house. It's like how?
Monkey.
I understand
the monkeys are cute, but they're also
orangutans or like gorillas. I remember that woman who had an orangutan in her house and that orangutan smashed her head in.
I remember the one where the woman's monkey, I can't remember if it was a baboon or orangutan or what species it was, but ripped off her friend's face and she had to have a face transplant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was like, I don't want him to kill my monkey. Have you lost your goddamn mind?
Yeah, like that's so out the door.
Your friend is like permanently disfigured. I'm sorry, I would wring your fucking neck. I'm like, oh really? You don't have to worry about it because you're gonna die because I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. I'm just everything about this.
Yeah, because it wasn't just Joe's Zoo. It's Carol's Big Cat Rescue in Florida. Is another guy in Tampa, Florida. It's like there are other zoos.
Everything about this screams white nonsense.
It was like shenanigans, white shenanigans. I was like, what is going on? So first is Joe and his rivalry with Carol, because it was like, fuck Carol forever. Then we bring in the fact that Joe has not one, but two husbands. One was 19. The other's a little bit older. He had about four teeth in his front, in front of his face. It was like, what's going on? And then you find out that they both are claiming they are straight and fucking every woman in the zoo. And I'm very confused. Cause I'm like, I have a lot of questions because there's a lot about Joe that did not read bottom.
But so I want to know what the hell happened. Meth is a hell of a drug.
That literally explains it. I'm like, why? If you're straight, why would you
wear a mask?
Because they like drugs.
Yeah.
And he's also,
he says it like he brings in the people that are down on their luck. Mm-hmm. And that is something that predator, like they look for people who are in vulnerable states.
19. And the other thing that they kind of gloss over, so trigger warning, they're also, because they filmed this documentary with over, like, it's been over for like 5 years. So it, shout out to Tanja, who literally, like, you know, when you're filming something, you think you got one thing and then it turns into something else. This is literally what happened, because I'm pretty sure you didn't think this is all the stuff you were going to get, because one of Joe's husbands actually committed suicide. And a part of that was shown in the documentary, not him actually doing it, but basically,
but like the lead up, cameras,
the lead up, you and can see the muscle flash. You can see the flash and his reaction. It was
right in front of the other guy, and he had a camera to it.
He was like, "Wait, what are we showing?" And then, of course, Joe sang at the funeral. But still, though, it was just like this young man was very disturbed.
No, but even the, like, him singing at the funeral was just like, he's a narcissist. Predatory. And he's a fucking predator. Like, I was watching this, and the whole time I'm like, holy fuck, I'm getting Jonestown vibes.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm getting Jonestown vibes. Swap out religion for tigers, nigga. Doc, Jonestown, Oklahoma.
Between him and Doc Antle, yes.
Yeah, Doc was just horrible. And then they talked about, like, how running these zoos, even though he's talking about the money that he's bringing in, you're not really paying people. Like, the people that work at Carol's Big Cat Rescue, a lot of them are volunteers. And I'm like, unpicked, y'all, a 6-month-old tiger can take off a finger. I was like, I'm sorry.
But what? Also, I feel like volunteering has much shorter hours than what the fuck Carol was having people
like
do.
12 to 16 hours? What the hell?
6 days a week and shit? Yeah.
Yeah. That's not volunteering.
That's slavery.
That is like indentured servitude slavery. And also, when you talk about the dudes, they were talking about they were getting like maybe between $100 and $150 a week.
And living in squalor.
And living in actual stables, one girl that worked with Doc Antle was talking about, like, if I have a sandwich, if I turn my back for 1 second, it'd be roaches all over it. I'm like, you're eating cockroach sandwiches for what? Walmart is hiring. Aldi's is hiring. Go to Trader Joe's. Why are you working here?
Because they've
been brainwashed.
It was just like,
that too.
And then had these women dressing up like God knows what. It was like Animal Planet Flavor of Love. Like, what is this?
It looked like, what's that movie? What's that Jim Carrey movie? Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Yes. Mm-hmm. Everybody looked like they were an extra in that.
Because they were. So...
Oh my God.
It was like between that and then Joe trying to justify what he's doing, but saying Carol's shit, and then Carol doing the same thing, like, your shit. I'm like, but don't you have cats here? And you're just labeling it as a sanctuary, but you and your first husband used to do the exact thing that Joe and Doc Antle did. And it was just like,
I feel like they explained that away.
Yeah. It was like, aren't y'all all... You all are in the same little clique. Like,
you were all breeders and sellers of exotic animals.
I know former
gang members that work in anti-gang task units, like, or not task units, but like, you know, programs where they try to help get you out of gangs. Like, it's not out of the realm.
That she might be innocent.
I get why everything checks out.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm kind of suspicious. Her methods are very predatory
and abusive. Yeah,
and abusive. So yeah. Even if her, you know, she actually really does care about big cats and, you know, wants them to not be bred and sold into further captivity, the way she goes about it is still unethical towards humans.
Right. Like PETA?
Bloop. All of them assholes. So in the documentary, or the limited series, I should say, Carol sued Joe, and so it was like, and she won. So then he had to bring in another investor, and then that relationship was rocky. And then he brought these other people, and then that's how he got the idea, like, let me ask somebody to kill Carol, because I guess if Carol's dead, then his problems will be over. And I'm like,
no.
Sure. And all of those dudes flipped on him so quick. They're like, I'm not going to jail for
you. Oh, hell no. But that investor he brought in, sketch
as fuck. It's like,
what?
Well, they're, you know, like, that's what happens when, like, predators become prey, right? Like, they run up on something thinking it's a bag, and next thing you know, you hand it over yours, nigga. Like,
yeah,
nigga, give me that. Yep. Oh, is that, nigga, is that a bulletproof vest and an M16? Oh, okay, here you go. Mm-hmm. Here you go.
His homeboy also,
like, he got his holes snatched from under him.
Pretty much. Because homegirl won $1 million lawsuit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He ain't have $1 million.
Yeah. And so, because he was so fucking prideful. Like, he couldn't just, like,
bankrupted his parents.
He was abusive. He threatened her. Like, all of this shit he got away with. Mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. It was only copyright infringement that she could hit him for mail on. Like, and were, like, you know how many, like, steps in between copyright infringement? Like, you have to at least send a cease and desist letter. So, all right, let me let that one go.
And that's what he kept doing. He kept changing the name of the company, the owners.
Yeah.
So that tied everything up in the court. So that's why it went on so long. They're like, we know what you're doing. We know what you're doing. We're still going to come after you. It's like, fine.
His fucking parents.
Yo, I understand why he is that way, because of his parents.
His,
like,
parents are enabling as fuck.
Holy fuck, they are. Like, you just gonna, like, let him transfer whole ass companies back and forth to your name? That all
right? You just gonna sign papers and not look at them? She's, because his mom was like, he just told me to sign these papers, and I did. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what was in them.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars for legal fees. Like,
right? It's just 50 something years old, so his parents were like in their 70s or 80s, and it's like, why are you going after your poor parents like this? And he still to this day is like, they just set me up. I'm like, did you kill? And then when they bring up the five tigers, he's like, well, I mean, they were sick. What was I supposed to do? Him, not shoot them and bury them on your property.
Like,
thank you.
It's like, hello, that's against the law. You should know this better than anybody. You don't care about those animals either.
No,
not at all.
And we didn't gloss over the fact that Seth had his arm torn off and went back to work 7 days later. I said, I know you. And the only reason why, he was like, I didn't want them to get in trouble. I didn't want them to come after the zoo. So I didn't really listen to what the doctor said. I'm like, I'm sorry.
I just, that cult-like behavior. Mm-hmm. Like, as wild and kooky and like, I would cross the street if I saw him walking on the same side of the sidewalk as I was, as Joe Exotic is, he knows how to pick the people that are in need of, you know, the whatever stability he's able to provide for them.
Yeah. And can be, like, based on that can be easily manipulated.
Oh, absolutely. Especially with the young man that he was with. And I'm sitting there like, because John Finley, who was his ex-husband, now has nice new teeth. He also has a fiance named Stormzy. They're getting married. They haven't got married yet. And so he was actually he's been interviewed a lot of places, but he really doesn't talk to anybody else from the zoo. He's like, I really haven't talked to Joe. He's like, I'm just moving on with my life. He's like, he's a welder. He's like, I don't want any of this. He's like, he has a manager. He's like, well, my manager told me to do. I'm like, oh, baby. Oh, baby. So also talked about in the documentary is how Joe was into politics. I think he's a libertarian.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And the video, a nice little clip came out. Because there are a lot of people saying, free my man Joe. Even Miss Cardi, Mrs. Set, a.k.a. Cardi B, was talking about, let's free Joe, get him out of jail. I'm like, no, he can stay in jail. They are all terrible people. So the clip came out of him saying, I'm a white guy and I can't say the N-word. And people are like, and this is who y'all like? I'm like, baby.
Well, also, why does that surprise anybody?
Anybody. Yeah. It's Oklahoma. Over 40-year-old white man in Oklahoma.
Like,
thriving privilege right now. Like, what? Thriving. His only skill in life is his ability to manipulate and con and white privilege. That's it. What do you think?
It was like, were you surprised that he was saying? I'm like, you know what's funny? He may be a lot of things, but he ain't that crazy. He ain't saying nigga once.
Not on camera.
Exactly. He's like, I'm trying to get y'all to vote for me, and I'm just gonna say the N-word. I know I can't say it, but I'm going to say it. But when this camera, get these niggers off my damn property.
And notice,
how do you look at that dude?
Black person in this docuseries.
I was like, yo, and I said, I remember telling my mother about it. She's like, any black people in it? I was like,
now you know.
Ma'am. She's like, I had to ask. I'm like, the only non-white person is staff. I'm like, it's staff, the only person. I'm like, I don't think he's white. I just don't know what he is.
Yeah.
He's a color.
There was somebody else, too. Like, I remember seeing, like, it surprised the fuck out of me. Like, I saw, like, it was a single shot of, like, a black person in the background. I don't know why they was there. It was, I thought it was a surprise. I didn't know what the fuck happened.
Oh, okay. It wasn't Shaquille O'Neal, because Shaq was here, and now he's like, I had no
idea. The only black person I saw was a visitor to the zoo. That's the only time.
Okay, maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's what it was.
Nobody works there.
Yeah, no.
They didn't show like a black dude in the background. Carol and what's his name's?
It may have been Carol, but not it. We're talking about at Joe's place. They ain't no black people.
Like,
but except for Sam, we just don't know what color he is. We just don't know. Yeah. Well, we know it's.
But, you know, I've never been prouder to say that we
were
involved in something.
Except for Shaquille O'Neal, who visited for, like, if you blinked, you would have missed Shaq.
Yeah, exactly.
And he had to come out with a whole statement, like, I had no idea.
I'm, as long as they were not integral to this story, I'm still claiming it as a win for us.
Yes. I just chalked it up to like, well, Shaq's a rich nigga, so rich niggas do rich nigga shit, and going to the exotic zoo in Oklahoma is rich nigga shit.
It is. Mm-hmm. Let's hear it for black people though.
Yeah, it's like we're like, oh yeah, we're not. No. So it's kind of like. So it's kind of like with this documentary, they are tossing around a season two. John Finley said, and I quote, I'm not getting involved in that. Absolutely not. You will not see me. But they're also talking about having, a Kate McKinnon of SNL fame being Carol Baskin in a actual television show. Which.
Oh, my God.
OK, sure. It's like, OK, so.
I love it.
It, you know, Tiger King is captivating, and it literally is WPS, white people shit. It is white people shit to the umpteenth power. It is captivating for that reason. But make no mistake, there are not any good white people in this show. Terrible. They're all terrible people. It was like Spider-Man pointing at Spider-Man. I'm Carol Baskin, and you treat these animals like shit. You own a zoo, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing was saying, her thing was, Joe's more trouble than me because you let the people pet these animals. I just let people look at the animals. I'm like, they're still on a zoo.
They're still in tiny ass cages. The things people do to justify like the terrible shit they do.
Yeah.
Always, like, the mental gymnastics always astounds me.
So gymnastics. I'm like,
I don't know when you're going back to Steven Jackson though.
Downstairs.
Oh my god. It's a fun watch only because ain't no black people there. You're like, oh,
you know what? I found it disturbing. I had a hard time watching that shit because I was just like, when it's white people fiction, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. All right. When it's actual white people being terrible, I know that that's happening in some fucking proximity. Nah, I'm good. Angry.
I get it. But also, you know, I know wild shit happens, and I like to be privy to it.
Right.
It's the same as like watching Maury.
When I'm kind of hoping you're not the baby daddy because I want to see your reaction.
It's like, you know, none of this is actually like good, and it actually is hurting.
It's terrible
people.
That you are doing all of this for a free.
I live vicariously through other people's mess. That's why I watch so much reality TV. And I'm also pretty. Not okay in the head. So yeah, it didn't bother me.
So the only thing that bothered me for this whole series was actually the suicide. Even though they didn't show it, the fact that that was actually put in and showing someone's real-time reaction to someone literally shooting themselves in the head was like, that part was like, yikes. Okay.
That caught me off guard.
The reaction.
I feel like we could have left that on the cutting room floor, quite frankly.
No, because it's powerful.
Showing someone's reaction. I'm talking about showing the person's reaction. Like, you could have discussed it, but showing their reaction was a little jarring. Like, okay.
Yes, for some, but, I also have a different tolerance for certain things, so, yeah.
Yeah.
His facial expression didn't even bother me. The muzzle flash fucked me up a little bit, though. I was like, ooh, I know exactly what that is. And then his face.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Like, we could have left this on the cutting room floor. I even feel like the aftermath of Saf getting his arm ripped off could have we really didn't. But it was like, this is what you know. Y'all have really been following around this man for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that.
That caught me, 5 years ago? You've been doing this for 5 years?
And caught all the, like, you had, somebody had the notion to be like, you know what? Some shit's about to go down.
I think this is what's going to happen. So, and now Carol Baskin is like, oh no. Because they had a whole episode talking about Carol's ex-husband, and they even brought in the folks that were involved in the case. Like, mind you, this is supposed to be about him. It's a whole episode about Carol. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I can't believe you guys used me like this. I'm like, so why did you sign the release, ma'am?
What?
Thank you. What did you think would happen? What do you think would
happen? Like, you have these wild rumors floating around about you. Why did you think that was not going to get picked up?
Pretty much.
Well,
because I was like,
but not only that, but like, he talks about it so fucking much. Why don't you show up?
He's made it a central theme in his own life. Channel. Right.
He made a diss track
up and prays to Carol killed her husband. Like, that's that is his prayer. Dear God, Carol killed her husband. You catch that bitch.
Yeah. He says that bitch Carol Baskin's in his sleep. Like, he can't help it.
Every 2 seconds, he can't even, like, not say that bitch without mentioning Carol's name. That's like, yeah. That's her whole name. That bitch, Carol Baskin. It's like, I'm sorry. I feel like that's not her whole name, but yeah. Okay. He got a diss track. He went out and found some woman to be her doppelganger for a music video that nobody has ever heard of the song. It's like, sir, he was obsessed with Carol.
Speaking of, all of the men, all the cis men in this strange array of events, do not like women. They have such
weird,
not just abusive, beliefs and ways of interacting with women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, none of this surprises me, but also help.
Yeah. Because even the women with Doc Antle, if you wanted to get out of the stable and away from cockroach sandwiches, you had to sleep with him. And it was like, okay. And or wear weird costumes and change your name.
And get breast implants.
Yeah. It's like
help, police.
She's like, yeah, I just didn't want to do that. But she'll eat the cockroach sandwiches. Please give me breast implant cockroach
sandwich. Right. And if a nigga got breast implant money, he got get you out of cockroach sandwich money. Yeah. Fuck bullshit. And
it was one of the tactics that a lot of people, like, happens in cults where they wear you down. Like, she said she didn't want those breast implants, but what pushed her over the edge into agreeing to get them is the thought of being able to rest for a few days.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she did say that, yeah.
If cockroaches are crawling on your meat, they probably will try to bury into your ear.
Oh, and speaking of food, all these men at Joe Exotica's eating off eating off the meat truck, and I was just like, this is
not real life. This is not.
Sad. I'm like, oh my God,
this is real life, y'all. This is nearly expired food sitting out in the Oklahoma heat.
And not just like meat. These are like, meat products.
They were talking about getting sick. I'm like, y'all still eating it? Like,
well, if you are only being paid $150 a week, or like $138.72 or whatever, like the one guy said. Yeah, you gonna eat what you can get.
I'm fine.
Aye. Mm-hmm. So some of them are still in the trade of the zoo. Some of them just left. But just the mental gymnastics you got to work on somebody. The hypnosis, the manipulation, just the predatory nature of working at an exotic zoo is just crazy. Crazy white people shit.
Yeah. Very much so.
And Saf deserves. He deserves
much better.
All the roses.
As far as we know.
Because he really did. And apparently they kept and I didn't know that Saf was a he. And also they were using his other name. So I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Yikes.
The yikening, yes.
Yikening. So, any other final thoughts on Tiger King?
Lock all them niggas up.
Joe can't get out. We don't want Joe out. No. He is a crazy gun-toting libertarian. Or he could be Republican. I don't give a fuck what his...
I don't think he knows what a libertarian means. But exactly. It was something that gets the people going. So,
well, no, you know what? I think he just found someone who he could manipulate, and they happen to be a libertarian, and so he took that platform and ran with it. That's what he do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was trying to get on them houses and shit in Vegas off of old boy, but old boy was a little bit slick.
He was fucking with a big city shiesty person. He can't compete.
Pretty much.
Now hustler boy, I tell you.
Oh my God. Tiger King.
A whole mess.
A whole mess.
An entertaining mess, but good God.
It's a lot for y'all, but once you start, it's like roll. It's like you a snowball rolling downhill. It's like, because you'll finish an episode, you're like, oh my god, that was terrible, and there will be someone just out of nowhere. You hear a voice say, "Keep going."
Yes, it's like that cliffhanger at the end of a chapter of a book where you're like, "I need to go to sleep." But then it'll be that one last more flow, like, no, gotta turn the page, gotta keep going, gotta keep going.
Nah, I was like procrastinating watching that shit. Shit, remember how we rescheduled? I was like, yo, let me hear him watch these last couple episodes. Like,
Ricky really is gonna hate us forever for making him watch it.
Oh my god.
He's like, I hate you.
Now I can't. I'm asking this question. Like, why? How are these white people not dead?
How are they all not dead?
No. Mike Brown fucking jaywalked at best. Mm. And he's lying in the ground. How are these motherfuckers alive by that standard?
Tamir Rice are they not in jail? Why is only Joe in jail? I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, four other of you need to be in jail. Why y'all not in jail?
Even for
not paying minimum wage.
Right. I'm like, how are your zoos running
a sweatshop, if for lack of a better term?
For tigers. Tiger sweatshop. That's the name of the episode. Tiger sweatshop. There we go.
There we go.
Got it. Tiger sweatshop. Sorry, Google Jones.
wait, no. Google Jones, the Tiger sweatshop. There we go.
Google Jones enters the Tiger sweatshop. Like,
he's going to listen to this go, what the hell? He's like, what the? Come on, yo. What? I thought y'all missed me. What the hell?
Just saying.
We do miss you,
like. Yeah. We love you. I mean, I feel like I say that every time we record without you. At this point, and like sporadically in the chat.
I really miss my nigga.
Ricky's done with us. You saw that long blink? Yeah, he's done with us.
Miss my nigga. All right, y'all. We gonna get out of here. I hope everybody out there.
I'm gonna hold this against y'all for like 37 more seconds.
That's fine. The whole time I'm doing this outro. Everybody, we will be back. Please do whatever you can to stay together mentally during this time in our country. There's a lot of states that have stayed. Shelter in place orders. There are some that have curfews, full lockdowns. It's not federal. It's all state by state. It's like piecemeal for our country right now. So please do what you need to do. Please utilize all of the video chat like we are doing right now. We are doing this by video chat. Use all the Zoom rooms, the Facebook lives, the IG lives, FaceTime, Google Duo, WhatsApp, whatever you need to do to maintain, because this is a lot for a lot of people, especially if you are sheltering in place alone. So please do whatever you need to do to maintain. You can DM. I'll offer my DMs up. You can DM me and say, hey, I need to talk to somebody. Yeah, sure. Why not? We'll talk. I don't care. I will offer myself up. That's fine. So, please do whatever you need to do. Please take care of yourself. Please wash your goddamn hands. Please do not go out.
Please don't be Catholic.
Stay your asses home if you are not essential personnel. And also, please treat essential workers like people and not like shit. Please do not, after all this like passes over, please be nicer to folks in hospitals, in grocery stores, in restaurants.
And your IT professionals.
Realize that all the people that feel like they were so below you because they worked in a supermarket or a store or a Walmart or an IT help desk, please realize you needed them through all of this.
And if I see any one of you niggas talking about they don't deserve a $15 or more an hour, I'm kicking you in the face.
I will literally ship you off to the zoo with Carol Baskin.
And I will literally ship you off.
That is not her name. You say her full name, madam. You've already established
it. You want to do with that bitch, Carol Baskin. That poor lady. Oh, she was like,
what do I do? I just love the cats. I just love the cats. I didn't kill my husband. I just love the cats. Stuff like that. I mean, I know I got cages, but
Joe? Girl, no, you got cages. You got a zoo.
I have a question. Are Carol and Fantasia related?
Are Carol who? Wait, Carol who?
Fantasia.
I wasn't doing my Fantasia. This is Fantasia. That is not.
But it did sound y'all. Like cousin.
I'm tired of y'all.
Where's she from, Georgia?
Tired, y'all. That's all.
T.I. Red. All right, y'all. I'm leaving. I'm going.
Y'all gonna stop bringing a bullshit.
Guys, hey, guys, I'm going. It's like, oh, shit. Well,
y'all gonna stop bringing a bullshit. Hi, y'all. Okay. Wow. Real cute.
I said that was the best outro ever. I was like, damn, this is the best way to end. Excuse me. Hey, hi, I'm leaving. Goodbye. It's like, oh, well, yeah, show's over. Sorry, guys.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. All right, y'all.